is Pete Franklin from Chariot, guitarist, singer. How you doing?
All right. Have you met any old friends over here at the Garage Days Festival?
Yeah, we know the promoter and the demonised Deb. We've known her from years, from the Green Gate, from years back. But, I mean, inevitably you bump into anybody that's in rock music. They've seen, you know, you get to know people's faces even though you don't know them. So plenty of old faces, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the number of bands from the old British bands releasing an album this year are really a large list. I mean, is it 1980 or 2016?
I know, it's crazy. And the thing is that, weirdly enough, the production on the albums now is going to be 10 times better than what they were in the 80s. But the weird thing is that the fans like the authentic old sound of the records and that, don't they? But for us, it's lovely recording now because we've got our own studio and, you know, you can take your time, record everything, you know, as you like. So
yeah, you mentioned your albums. You've released three albums since 2016. How did they go?
Yeah,
2006.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah, received really well. We sold loads all over the place. And I mean, we're not signed with any label. We just made our own label up, and then we distribute it to other companies and stuff like that. It's the way you got to do it. But also, we're on iTunes as well. So if anybody wants a digital version of, if they've got an iPhone, they can get it on iTunes and things like that.
Yes, and one final quick thing. Chariot were formed when the new wave of British heavy metal, the major impact, was dying out. So is it difficult to form a band at that time? What do you remember of that period?
Well, it was still good for us because it was 1980. So yeah, you're right. It was the start of the dip, but also for us, we're not a glam rock band. You know, there was a lot of fancy looking bands at the time. If you remember, loads of bands wearing makeup and things like that, like, I don't know, Poison or whatever. And so it wasn't really our thing either. So it was more girly orientated, I suppose. And but it wasn't bad for us. I mean, we still opened up Reading Rock Festival, and we used to play loads of festivals, did loads of tours still, used to sell out the old marquee. So it was good for us. But yeah, at the time we were just about to sign a deal with Atlantic Records, and then punk hit. So yeah, it kind of ended, you know, we didn't sign in the end, which was a shame. But there you go, that's life. But we did played live on Channel 4 on a program called ECT, and did our own ECT, it was called. We were playing with Snowy White from Thin Lizzy, and the week before I just missed Phil Lynott and Gary Moore, which was a real bastard. You know, I'd love to have done the show with them, but
of course,
yeah. But it was absolute fantastic. And And again, you know, we've always bobbled along. You know, there are fans for this music still, so otherwise you wouldn't be able to have festivals, New Wave of British Heavy Metal.
Do you find that surprising? Still, there are so many fans in it.
Yes.
The loyalty is...
Well, I think it's a way of life. Well, you know, rock is a way of life. If you're into it, you're into it, and you're there from the end. And I think people love to... I don't listen to much else, really. If I'm listening to music, I'm not going to put on Britney Spears. You know, I'm going to... You know, and that's what you do, and you go and try and support the bands that you love to go and see. So, you know...
Okay, one last thing. Well, after you play tonight at Garage Days Festival, what does Chariot have planned?
We are then doing, you know, Hard Rock Hell Festival.
In Wales,
yeah. They're doing a Christmas rocker festival, so we're doing that with Girl School and Rock Goddess and loads.
Sounds
of
interesting.
Yeah, loads of others. So it's the 2nd of December. And also we do silly gigs as well, like there's a pub in Romford near where we are in Essex, and we play there occasionally. We're playing there next month as well, so, and it's just a pub, so the place is packed and in your face. So
you're okay with that? You don't mind playing in a pub?
No, we just, it's down the road from us, it's our local, so we get free beer, and we get paid, you can't beat that.
It's a rehearsal with an audience, maybe.
Well, yeah. And also, it's in front of a load of people, you know, so it's a good laugh, you know. So.
Thanks a lot, and good luck for the gig.
It's all right, mate.